This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Jews around the world tonight celebrate Passover with the ritual meal called Seder. The highlight of the Seder is the recitation of the four questions, starting with the classic, "Why is this night different from all other nights?" The answers form the story that Jews recount every year. Writer Scott Hewler's family has its own Passover tale.
Because of my Aunt Arlene, our family's Seder now contains not four questions, but five. Because Passover is a time of storytelling, it's appropriate that I tell you this story now. My Aunt Arlene is our family's truth teller. She's the one who recalls how Cousin Raymond robbed the bank and how Aunt Nellie got him out of it. Arlene is the one who remembers how Uncle Harry cut off his nose and how it got put back on. Arlene was the one who said if Aunt Nellie had really lost 20 pounds, as she claimed, she must have lost them in her left earlobe. When we were kids, Arlene's house was a place where things were just allowed to happen. Whatever we cousins were doing, unless it required a trip to the hospital, it was pretty much okay. This was very different from my house and liberating. Nowadays, I smoke cigarettes with Aunt Arlene in the garage after Thanksgiving. I dish with Arlene after other family meals. But above all, I watch and listen. So a couple years ago, when our Seder was over and we were stuffing ourselves with macaroons, I kept an eye on Arlene. And then, as Aunt Arlene ferried dishes to the kitchen, I had one of those moments when everything slowed down. Time dilated. I looked at Arlene, and she was flickering. Up and down her shoulders, along her arms, light blue flames seethed and danced. Unaware, continuing to gather plates, Arlene glowed like a biblical miracle. She burned, but she was not consumed. In a stunned, confused way, I began lightly mopping Arlene's spectral flames. For a moment, Arlene thought I was patting her shoulder and seemed to enjoy it. But time abruptly sped back to its normal pace, and I was beating her with a napkin. Then, her question. "What?" she asked. "Am I on fire again?" It is that again that raises the question to a species of miracle, which has moved it into our family's Passover observance. In fact, yes, wearing some kind of polar fleece top, which slowly degrades directly into gas, Arlene had leaned over the candles. Those traces of gas had ignited, flickering into blue flames. A few weeks previously, wearing the same top, Arlene had leaned over candles. And before she knew it, she was on fire, half the people at the table patting her down. No damage then, no damage now, and in a moment she was back to clearing dishes, with no special care for the candles. Arlene took being on fire much the way she took our hollers and whines when as children we played in her basement. Unless it was life-threatening, it didn't bother Arlene. Just so that evening at the Seder table. Arlene was matter-of-fact. You clean up the dishes, things happen. You might spill gravy, you could stick yourself with a fork, break a glass. And you might, if you're Aunt Arlene, catch on fire. Am I on fire again? Yes, and no. Yes, Arlene was on fire, but no, she can never be on fire again, because for me now, she can only be on fire still. Aunt Arlene will be on fire forever, burning in her patience and peace and hilariousness. Now we remember to ask that question every year. Why is this night different from all other nights? Let me tell you a story.
Writer Scott Hewler lives in North Carolina.